It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Gaza Strip is calm today after a long weekend of attacks and counterattacks between Gaza and Israel. Gaza sent into Israel scores of rockets. Israel carried out airstrikes that left 25 Palestinians dead. Egypt brokered a ceasefire, now in place. The Islamist movement Hamas, which runs Gaza, was not behind the latest hostilities. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Gaza, the movement says it's changing.
Hamas right now is a house divided.
Where will be Hamas heading in the coming 2 to 3 years?
Omar Shaban is a Gaza-based political analyst. He says the changes in the region after the Arab Spring not only shook the world, they also forced groups like Hamas to reassess where they stand in terms of old alliances and future direction.
Hamas is living in the Middle East. They don't live in a vacuum. Hamas need to cope with or to respond to these new challenges. This has created a lot of debate within Hamas movement itself.
Debate and disagreements. Hamas is an organization filled with contradictions. On the one hand, it's a Sunni Muslim group, which was supported by Shiite Iran, and until recently, it had its base in Alawite-controlled Syria. It's viewed as a terrorist organization by the West and Israel, responsible for suicide bombings and rocket attacks. But it's also a government administrating the lives of 1.6 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Visit Hamas leader Ahmed Youssef in Gaza, and you'll hear of a Hamas which is willing now to turn away from armed resistance.
Because of the situation now, because of the Arab Revolution, the Arab Spring, we shouldn't actually giving the Israeli an excuse to continue their incursion or aggression against us. So that's why we resort to this nonviolent approach, or what they call it, the popular peaceful resistance. So we hope that the world community will respond positively to what we are doing.
But go to see Mahmoud Zahar, one of the founders of Hamas, and the message is very different.
Hamas is still committed to its principle as a liberating movement, freedom fighters.
Those fault lines also extend to where Hamas will get its support. Last month in Cairo, the group publicly broke with its erstwhile benefactor, Syria, saying it supported the right of the people there to get rid of the Assad regime. That angered Iran, one of Syria's biggest backers, and up until recently, the country that provided the most money to Hamas. But after the revolutions in the Middle East, Hamas is not looking to Tehran anymore, but to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas was founded as an offshoot of the Brotherhood, and its leaders are looking to strengthen that relationship. Hamas now says it won't intervene in any conflict between Iran and Israel over Tehran's suspect nuclear program. The man leading the charge towards change is Khaled Mashal, the long-exiled political leader of Hamas. He's been pushing reconciliation with the rival Fatah movement, which holds sway in the West Bank. Ahmed Youssef sees Mashal as a positive force for Hamas.
I think what Khaled Mashal has done is something great, and he should be respected for that.
But Mahmoud Zahar says he's happy Mashal has announced he's stepping down. He's unhappy with many of the recent decisions Mashal has taken.
Now he spent more than 17 years as the chairman of Hamas movement of outside. I think it is good for him to leave now.
Whatever the divisions, though, most Hamas members agree that the Arab Spring has been good for the movement. Political Islam is on the rise throughout the region, and Hamas leaders have been traveling extensively. Analyst Talal Okal in Gaza predicts the closer Hamas gets to the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, the more moderate it will become.
The Muslim Brothers in Egypt have a moderate politics. They are in the responsibility now. So they want from Hamas to moderate its political program, to have reconciliation. They are not encouraging anyhow violence against Israel.
But Okal warns the upheaval in the region is far from over, and Hamas is still deciding in what direction it will head. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.